Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everyone. You are listening to The Queen's Lair, and I am your host, Renee Moe. I'm the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and I'm also the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which is our networking event company for women. So, oh boy, we already started out 2018 with a bang, and I am so excited. I'm going to jump right into this episode because I have a lot to cover, and I want to make sure that I cover it, and I don't want it to be longer than 15 minutes, so let's go. This episode is called 100% Black Owned, Season 8, Episode 6. If you haven't heard the news, Essence Magazine is now 100% Black owned. It has returned. Let me clarify. It has returned to being 100% Black owned. If people have not known, in the last 11 or 12 years, and my listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's been the last 11 to 12 years, Essence Magazine has been owned by Time Inc., which of course we know is, you know, not a black company. Time Inc. owns a whole lot of media publications and all of that. And Essence Magazine was part of that conglomerate until 2018. So Essence Magazine is not only 100% black owned, Essence Magazine is now independent. So it's not under the umbrella of other brands. It's its own brand standing on its own. And I tell you, it's definitely so exciting to me because I love Essence Magazine. I always have. I have to be honest. I've definitely been an Essence Magazine fan for many years. I've also been a subscriber, I believe, since I was in college. So that's about 20 years now that I've been a subscriber of Essence Magazine. But I will be honest with you, I have been disappointed, if I could say disappointed. I've been kind of disappointed in the last, I would say maybe 7 to 10 years or so, that the magazine has just gone down. It's gone down in content. It had gone down just even in the size of the magazine. They were very thin. And I actually talked to my mom about it because my mom was a subscriber for years. And, you know, I said, Ma, you know, I don't know what's going on with Essence Magazine. I feel like it's, I don't know what's happening over there. There's a lot of shifting going on. There has been in the past decade, there's been a lot of shift in management as far as having, you know, different editor-in-chiefs, you know, for a while. Right now, the editor-in-chief, who is just amazing, Vanessa DeLuca, she has been great, you know, at heading up the organization for the past few years. But before her, there were definitely some changes. There was a lot of shifting going around. So I am absolutely thrilled that they are back to being 100% black owned. I think it's imperative for businesses that speak to the majority of a particular community to be owned by the community. You know, I just think that's so important. I think that, you know, if you are, you know, a Latin magazine, that you should be owned by your people. You know, you should be run by your people, because I just think that your own people are who are going to understand you the best. They are going to be, you know, in tune with what it is that you have going on. I don't think that every organization needs to run that way, but I just think that when it comes to my community, the black community, so many times, the bigger picture is not owned by us. We don't have a stake in what it is that we're dealing with every day. This could even flow over into professional sports, you know, of having, you know, black owners, you know, within the NFL and, you know, the NBA and, you know, all that sort of stuff. To see that representation in those places is so important. So when I see Magic and when I see Jordan and I see all these other people making these sort of moves, I know that it's important. I know that there was a situation with Diddy, of course, Sean Combs, who, if I have to tell you who he is, then you're just not living in this world, you know, where, you know, he's from my hometown in New York City. And he was talking about owning the Panthers. And a lot of people laughed at that. They thought that that was funny. And I'll tell you right now, you know, Diddy is a lot of things. He's a mogul. He's a businessman. He's a little crazy. He's out there, whatever. But the one thing that I do love about Diddy is that he dreams so big that people laugh. He dreams so huge that people just think, this dude is crazy. And yeah, he will tell you, I'm crazy. I'm all the way crazy. But he knows what he's trying to do. He knows what he's trying to accomplish. It's not just, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that. It's not even about that. It's about the excellence behind it. And that's one thing I know that he has to have is excellence. And if he puts his mind to something that he needs to accomplish, he's going to accomplish it, you know. So I don't think that it's funny that he wants to own it. I think it's amazing that his mind even goes in that direction, and I certainly support it, absolutely support it. So again, this is season 8, episode 6, 100% Black owned. And for anybody that's just tuning in, I am talking about the takeover of Essence Magazine and the fact that it is back to being 100% Black owned. So let's break this down a little bit. We all have heard of Sundial Brands. If you haven't heard of Sundial Brands, you definitely have heard of Shea Moisture. They went through a bit of a backlash and negativity last year. And the reason why I'm mentioning that, because the owner of Sundial Brands, or I believe he's the CEO of Sundial Brands, which has different brands underneath it. It has Madam C.J. Walker, Shea Moisture, Nubian Heritage, I believe, is another brand under them. But the individual, Richelieu, and I believe that's how you say his name, Richelieu Dennis, I think people just call him Rich, Rich Dennis, he has started his own independent Essence venture, which has then turned around and bought Essence Magazine from under Time Inc. So Time Inc. has sold Essence Magazine to its own independent venture. So that's another thing to mention. They're also 100% independent. So if anybody knows Time Inc., Time Inc. owns a ton of different media brands, print and otherwise. And Essence was one of those under that umbrella. They are no longer. So I think that that is amazing. And I challenge Rich Dennis. I challenge him to really take this opportunity. I know that he had a rough time in 2017 and dealing with all of the Shea Moisture, you know, backlash and all of that. I won't go into deep detail about that. I have another podcast about that. Just do a search for it or just Google the situation and you'll see what happened. But I challenge Rich Dennis to really bring all of this back home for us. You know, because the main reason why the Shea Moisture backlash even occurred is because you had a group of people who felt like we have been spending tons of money in and putting our push behind your brand, you know, and our dollars have been speaking very loudly for your brand, supporting your brand. And then to feel like we were not given any recognition for that, you know, just as if we did not exist. So, and when I say we, I mean Black women. So the fact that, you know, this opportunity would come up, and I know that people have had their issues, you know, with Shea Moisture and all of that, but for this to come up, for the opportunity for him to step in and say, hey, I will buy this so we could be back to being 100% Black-owned, because he's in the business of Black women, even though he is a Black man. He is, and I believe he's originally born in Liberia, okay? So here you have an African man who is in business with the majority of who is supporting his brand are Black women. So the fact that this would be an opportunity for him to basically come on back and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, you know, I think it's a great thing, you know, and I definitely challenge him to really take this and move it into heights and levels that, you know, we could not have ever imagined, but just in a positive way, you know, and I think that at the end of the day, I think that that is where this will go if everybody plays their cards right. And, you know, this need that we have had within the Black community to get our brands back in the hands of us, I think this is going to be a very positive thing. So that is the reason for the title of this podcast. So now I want to get into some tips on how to support Black businesses. Now, we all know, if you've been listening to my podcast, this podcast really speaks to entrepreneurs. Yes, the majority of my listeners happen to be Black female entrepreneurs, as well as male entrepreneurs as well. But entrepreneurs in general, I have from all walks of life. They email me, they contact me, they say thank you and like, oh my goodness, that was so inspirational. This really helped me out. So I want to keep that going. So I know that I have a majority of a group of people who listen to me, but I want to make sure I'm speaking to all entrepreneurs, and I don't care where you're from, because we all know what it's like to struggle, to need support, and to really, we need to support each other and network with each other. You know, people always look at climbing the corporate ladder and, you know, doing all this sort of stuff, but we need to network to the left and the right of us just as much as we're climbing up and networking up. We need to network to the left and the right as well. So here is a way to do that. Here's some key points for this episode. Research your Black businesses in the surrounding area of where you live. Find out who your Black business owners are. Sometimes there are businesses in your own neighborhood that are Black owned and you don't even know, and you could be supporting them. So find out who your Black businesses are in your neighborhood and go out of your way to support them. If they're not doing something, you know, that you think that they should be doing, or maybe the customer service isn't where it should be, let them know. Let them know about it so they can make the corrections. This is about Black excellence right now, okay? We've all seen that hashtag, and if you haven't, go on Instagram, hashtag Black excellence. You'll see what I'm talking about. Another thing is social media is your friend. So many Black-owned businesses are on social media and have online businesses. They may have a brick-and-mortar space, but they may be online. So research that as best as you can. Research your businesses in your surrounding area, your brick-and-mortar spaces, and also research on social media. Final point, don't ask for discounts. You don't walk into a sneaker store and ask for discounts. You don't walk into Coach or Fendi or any of these places and ask for discounts. Take that business at the prices that they are giving to you. You would never walk into any of these other establishments and say, oh, could you knock $20 off? Oh, could you do this? Could you do that? This is not a hookup. This is business. And we need to get back to supporting our Black businesses in our own community. And if it's possible for us, if it's possible for us to get back to being 100% Black-owned, that is definitely an amazing goal to have and something that's very achievable. So 100% Black-owned, Season 8, Episode 6. We've got two more episodes before we go into the new season, which is going to be wonderful because, as I have promised you, we are going to have guests on the show. So if you know anybody, especially an entrepreneur who wants to share their story, share their journey, please email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at onyxqueenmedia.com. Follow me on Instagram, and I'll talk to you soon at Onyx Clean Media. Bye-bye, you guys.